Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, it's almost Mother's Day, so we're still talking about moms, especially single moms, guys. And guys, all these chicks are on TikTok whining about being single moms, guys, about how hard it is and how inflation and all this foolishness, right? But they also whine about how society is demonizing us single moms, and they're bullying us and making us feel so bad about ourselves, right? Guys, we all know that it's their own fault. It's their own fault, guys. You know what I mean? So I don't feel bad for them. You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom. So guys, we're going to go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at these knuckleheads whining about how society is treating them. But before we do that, guys, like, subscribe, and drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going. Check out my second channel linked in the description, guys. Check out the playlist at the end, and let's get into this, guys.
Reddit has gotten way too comfortable with demonizing black single mothers. Way too comfortable. I always find it funny how when there's a shooting or a stabbing that's been committed by a black man, the first point of call is to dig up the family history. Oh, he had no father in the home. You know, he had a single parent mother.
Because that's generally true. We know it, guys. We know it. Right? Guys, Lon, where's the race card at? Right there. Guys, we know it. Guys, the majority of people in jail come from single parent homes. Right? And the majority, guys, I am black. I had two parents, you know, college educated parents, so I ended up good. Guys, my chances of being a productive and successful member of society went up exponentially because I had a father. Right? And guys, isn't it funny? This knucklehead, she's got the nose ring and the piercings in her lips and all this foolishness, so you know that this is going to be foolishness, right? This chick's in the UK, and she's still on some foolishness. All right, Gardner, it's not fair with the single mothers. Look at that. Look at that.
But when the white man... Even my lip piercing got caught just then. When a white man is out here shooting up schools, causing horrendous tragedies, not only are the media very fast to make sure his name is kept quiet, you have to be plowing through to find his name, to find out.
You live in England, you moron. What shootings is she talking about? And guys, this is what I mean by you have B-dubs all over the earth trying to take up the same American B-dub foolishness, guys. And that's why I don't deal with B-dubs at all. It's all about the white men and the mass shootings. You guys don't have guns in the UK. What are you talking about?
About him. But there's no, it's always a reference to, you know, he was a recluse. He was an incel. He has mental health issues. Let that be a black man. Not condoning the behavior, let's get that clear. But let that be a black man who has, you know, shot someone or stabbed someone, black on black crime, which does not exist, by the way.
Oh, please. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok. And so I guess a lot of those young, black... British kids over in the UK that are stabbing each other, that's just not happening. Right.
The first point of call is to not only plaster his face or plaster their face for everyone to see. I mean, rightly so, it's a violent crime. But also, to dig up that family history. Oh, single mother. Oh, yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason. Society has gotten way too comfortable with blaming tragedies committed by black men on single parenthood and single motherhood, to be specific, because statistically single parent households in black families are headed up by black women.
And see, guys, look at this. She says society is too comfortable saying that something's true because it's just statistically true. Clown world.
I'm really not appreciating that. And no one, we gotta talk about it. I also think he does such a disservice because he oversimplifies such a nuanced topic.
Please.
But like I say, no one wants to talk about it, do they?
Guys, avoid chicks like this, guys. And this chick is British. And I told you guys that it wasn't until you start like looking... Guys, these 304s are the only ones that can make an English accent sound unintelligent. So for all you guys who are in Europe, who are watching this, guys, in the United States, in our media, if they want to make a character sound intelligent, either intelligent or like really, really evil, they give him an English accent. But usually the smartest dude in the room is English. You know what I mean? Because I culturally, English accents are, you know what I mean? In the same way that a Southern accent sounds dumb to people from the West Coast, right? So, guys, this chick is cooked. And guys, her hashtags, hashtag black mothers, hashtag black women, hashtag single mothers, hashtag society, hashtag racism, hashtag prejudice, hashtag white privilege. Of course, guys. Clown world, guys. She said it. She said, society's gotten far too comfortable saying that these black kids that are doing bad things come from single moms because statistically it's true. Okay, please. Clown world.
Why do men hate single mothers and why do single mothers threaten the structure that holds capitalism together?
Oh, there it is.
Obviously, there are surface reasons that men have given as to why they don't like single mothers. But I think at the root of all these criticisms is the idea that a woman should need a man, and if she doesn't, then she is a threat to the nuclear family structure, and therefore, she's a threat to capitalism.
There it is, guys. There it is. Guys, think about how dumb this knucklehead is. Guys, single moms, the majority live either right above or at the poverty line. Guys, men out-earn women in every way. Guys, how is a bunch of people where the majority are living on government housing and government assistance a threat to capitalism? Clown world. The fact that this knucklehead can actually sit here and say this shows how in La La Land these morons are. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? And while people that are married and have kids manage to generate more wealth, especially than single moms, right? They can actually pass their estate down to their kids and add to that generational wealth. Because, guys, black people, we have this stupid thing where we think that generational wealth is being able to work within one generation and make it so that the rest... generations don't have to work, which is dumb. That's rare. That doesn't happen. But you're supposed to be able to be how it used to be. A guy, he gets married, he works, his wife works, they have kids, and when they pass on, they have their house that's paid off, life insurance, all this stuff, and then pass that down to their kids, who do the same thing and the same thing, and it snowballs to where, you know, hopefully 4 or 5 generations down, you know, things are a lot easier. That's generational wealth. Anything that you can pass down to your kids that makes things better is generational wealth. And we know that these 304s, these single moms, right? They're not passing anything down to their kids but debt.
As a whole. And the men who need their dishes washed, clothes cleaned, food cooked, and asses wiped do not want that shit being perpetuated.
Please!
So they shame single mothers instead of praising them for being the parent who stayed. But how do single mothers...
How are you the parent who stayed when you either weren't even in a relationship in the first place, right? Because you let Chad and Tyrone, Pookie, and Nug Nug, right? Or you left your marriage because women file for 80% of divorces.
Mothers threaten capitalism. Well, just like women are afraid of men, men are afraid of men as well. And if rich men are going to ensure that poor men, aka the overwhelming majority of men, aren't going to them, then they need to pacify poor men in order to make them feel just as privileged as they actually are. Black people, both in the past and today, have taken the main brunt of placating poor white men's need for superiority. And now that everyone's fallen on some pretty rough times financially, the U.S. government is going to go to even more extreme methods in order to soothe these men and keep them complacent so that they don't strike. Single mothers, especially the ones that have formed community with each other, are proof that society does not...
Please, please, guys, come on!
The lie detector determined that was a lie. Ah!
Guys, single moms can't even form communities because women hate each other. Are you serious?
...not have to be ran the way rich, cishet white men
were. There it is. There it is, guys. There it is. There it is, guys. Cisgendered hetero white men, because it's always you guys' fault, right?
And that terrifies them. Single mothers, I know it is rough out here, but I am rooting for you. Why do men...
Guys. She says, single moms, I'm rooting for you. But guys, I checked out her page. She's not a single mom. Well, yet she isn't. And this is one of those chicks who will go on a podcast and be like, oh my God, you know, obese girls are so cute. And they're like, why aren't you obese? She's like, I would never be that, right? But guys, I guarantee, you know, she's got Tyrone, you know, circling like a vulture, right? Just ready to swoop in and... And guys, her hashtags, hashtag single mom, hashtag why do men, hashtag capitalism, hashtag women are a threat, hashtag effinism, please... God, she honestly thinks any of us men give a damn about what single moms do. And that somehow the most destitute group of people are a threat to capitalism. Please, clown world.
Oh, hey there. Let me take these off. It just was, it's been a lot of shade lately.
Jesus
okay, that
Christ.
Was so lame. But I'm not usually one to justify anything in my life. Anything, but I got a little time today because I am so tired. Like, I don't know what it is or why the world feels the need to continually bash single moms, but it's time that we did it.
Please, could it be because you guys make your little future carjackers of America our problem? Could it be that you're on every single social media app whining and moaning and complaining? Could you be that now you guys are actually not even telling guys on dating apps that you have kids until like the second, third, fourth, fifth date, or maybe he's like walking to the car and sees a child seat in the back of your car and figures out
you've been had, you've been took, you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok.
Come on.
Here's my thing. First off, and I'm going to go ahead and make a generalization. Like, I'm going to speak for a majority of single moms. None of us wanted to be single moms.
Ah! Like,
you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Come on, guys. Come on.
More than likely, whatever our situation was, just did not work.
Please.
And not bashing anybody like who stays, whatever. Everybody has their own reasonings, but y'all act like every mother that has a partner or active father is happy or their kids are thriving or they're thriving. No, most of us single moms just decide to take that L at the expense of our peace. Let me give myself for an example. I did everything that I possibly feel like could do, like, could be right.
Please.
I, you know what I'm saying, found the person in church. And this is not to bash the church, and y'all, I'm not with that. So please, if this happens to do numbers, whatever, don't come on here and bash like church men or anything like that. But I met him in church. He was a minister. The person that I lost my virginity to was the first person that I married. I've had one boyfriend. I'm 26. I've had one boyfriend in my life. I had the baby in marriage. I didn't have the baby out of wedlock. And still, my situation turned out how it is. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't sleeping around. I wasn't entertaining multiple men. I did everything, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I was 100% perfect, but I 100% didn't deserve anything to happen. You know what I'm saying? To me, y'all, do y'all want a story time or what?
Guys, she's capping. Let's just pump the brakes. Because, guys, the one thing where she went wrong, she pulled out Jesus! And she's trying to say that she's doing this the right way. Now, guys, I'm not religious, but there's one thing that I can't stand is B-dubs pull out the Bible and they try and bash men over the head with it. Guys, she's trying to act like she was the perfect Christian woman! If you're a Christian, then you wouldn't have got divorced. Okay? Because unless the guy was walking into the front door every day on some... You know what I'm saying? And giving her Stone Cold Stunners, there's nothing that should have made her divorce. Because it's not about you, lady. It's about your kids. Marriage is not about happiness. Right? Or else most men would never get married. It's about your kids. I guarantee you the reason that she got divorced is not good enough to break up her family.
If this does some numbers, we can do a story time. But I'm just saying, like, y'all act like single moms are in the position, like, we wanted to be here.
Yeah,
we
did.
Were left no choice.
Please.
Either we stay and set an example for our kids and have them grow up in the environment that we're fostering them in, or we decide to create a new environment. But I'm just so annoyed with the bias that people
have. That's gonna allow your kids to be the future carjackers of America. Right? And I think she has two kids. So, guys, she has a trigger man and a wheel man.
The single moms are where they are because of their choice.
It is.
Like, no, that's not the case for everyone. Now, are there some people that do make some irresponsible decisions? Absolutely. But in general, we're just doing the best that we absolutely can. So when we come on here and we say that we're tired and we can't get a break, and even every so often, fathers don't do what they're supposed to. We didn't ask for this, but we're doing what we can.
Please. What's accountability, guys? It's kryptonite, right? That's all it is. This whole thing, she's been dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodging accountability, guys. Her hashtags, you ready? Hashtag mom talk. Hashtag single mom. Hashtag Nissan show up. Is she driving an Altima? Look at that. Man, hashtag divorce. Hashtag Christian, hashtag Christian church, please. Guys, don't believe these single moms. Guys, like I said, they're saying, oh, single mothers are being demonized, right? But you know what? All these Theophores need a good old-fashioned dose of...
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Society would be much better. So, all right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.